morning, everyone. My name is Jenna Hunter-Skidmore, and as Patty mentioned, I'm part of the University of Kansas team that is doing that is working on the participatory evaluation for the Together on Diabetes initiative. Nancy Mason of United Neighborhood Health Services in Nashville was the project lead for the project that I'm going to be sharing with you today, but unfortunately she was not able to join us here at APHA, so I'll be presenting about the work that they did in Nashville. I think I had to mention my disclosures are that I have no conflicts of interest or financial conflicts. Okay. United Neighborhood Health Services is a nonprofit network of primary care clinics located in Nashville, Tennessee. Their mission is to improve the health of the Nashville metropolitan community by eliminating barriers to care and serving as a healthcare home without regard for the ability to pay. The UNHS network of clinics encompasses 10 clinics that serve approximately 31,000 patients annually. For this project, their goal was to implement a comprehensive diabetes program among a subset of their African American female patients, diabetic patients. They sought to empower these women to improve self-management of their diabetes by providing physical activity options customized for them. They really wanted to understand more about how to increase physical activity among African American women living in poverty. This project ran from October 2011 through March of 2014, and project's components included enhanced diabetes care at the clinics, individualized supports for physical activity, and efforts to engage family and peers in support of daily diabetes self-management. This project sought to serve some of UNHS's most vulnerable patients. They focus their work on the East Bank area of Nashville, which is one of the most impoverished areas in Nashville. This area was chosen both because it is an area of extremely high need and also an area where the UNH clinics there serve a large number of African American women. Poverty, lack of access to healthcare resources, and limited education are consistently barriers to successfully managing diabetes for many women in these neighborhoods. And the women there face additional burdens, additional challenges such as the stress of living in poverty, the burden of being caregivers, depression, and a sense of fatigue associated with having diabetes. In this area of Nashville, the population is predominantly African American. Most families live below the poverty line. 39% of household incomes are less than $25,000 annually. 21% of households have female head of households with children, and 44% of the residences there are renter-occupied. Also, 20% of adults in the East Bank area of Nashville do not have a high school degree, and 17% of households do not own a vehicle. Pictured here is one of the four UNHS clinics that was involved in this project. This map depicts the project target area outlined in yellow. You can also see the location of the four UNHS clinics involved in this project. This area includes 13 census tracts covering approximately 13 square miles, and the population of this area is approximately 47,000. As I mentioned, the area is approximately 54% African American. This is just a visual of two more of the clinics involved in this project there in the East Bank area of Nashville. Overall, Tennessee ranks sixth in the nation in diabetes prevalence. Health disparities exist between African Americans and whites for multiple chronic diseases. Diabetes, hypertension, and obesity are disproportionately experienced by African Americans in Nashville. And similar disparities are seen in protective behaviors such as fruit and vegetable consumption and physical activity. African American women living in Nashville experience clearly documented health disparities compared to white women. African American women are twice as likely as white women to have diabetes and to die of the disease. For the women in this program, the burden of diabetes is compounded by poverty, limited resources, low educational attainment, and living in an impoverished urban neighborhood. So in the context of high need and disparate disease burden, UNHS sought to create an intervention that would make it easier for women in the East Bank of Nashville to successfully manage their diabetes, taking into account these many psychosocial, emotional, and the access barriers that faced by many of these women. They decided to focus on enhancing their existing diabetes clinical care program with an added emphasis on physical activity. Major components of their intervention included enhanced clinical care. So in addition to the typical diabetes care provided at their clinics, they employed a nurse case manager to oversee the program and constructed a multidisciplinary healthcare team, including the nurse manager, the primary care provider, health educator, a behavioral health specialist, and a fitness specialist. As part of their enhanced care, they also included physical activity and as many aspects of care as possible. They incorporated physical activity counseling into regular clinical visits and documented these interactions in the clinical record, as with any other type of clinical patient encounter. The fitness coordinator was included in their daily healthcare team huddles, and physical activity prompts were added to the electronic medical record to ensure it was discussed at every visit. They also provided education for the clinical staff to better support patient participation in physical activity. The diabetes case manager worked with participants on the development of self-management goals related to physical activity and follow-ups to achieve the goals set. The fitness coordinator met with participants to create individual physical activity plans and introduce participants to a wide variety of fitness options available through the program. The fitness coordinator also conducted group sessions and arranged for other fitness sessions to take place in the community. Social support. Women received individualized physical activity instruction and support, and their families were also encouraged to participate. Women were invited to involve their families in physical activity, physical activities that they participated in, and the participation of their daughters was especially encouraged. As I mentioned, they integrated behavioral health counseling into usual diabetes care and also offered activities meant to assist with stress management, including yoga, tai chi, and meditation classes. This slide depicts the enrollment and participation process. Clinical providers identified eligible women between the ages of 25 and 65 who were diagnosed with diabetes. Each participant met with the nurse case manager and the fitness coordinator to plan an individual self-management program. Then participants selected at least one structured fitness activity from a menu of options, including aerobic group sessions, resistance training, dance lessons, or organized walking programs. Fitness activities were offered both at clinics as well as by UNHS partners in the community. Each participant was also issued a pedometer and given training in its use, and daily step goals were set. After several months of implementation, UNHS noticed that women were not participating in the physical activity sessions at the level that they had expected. They had worked hard to establish partnerships in the community to bring physical activity to women at centers and churches, but no one was showing up. So they tried a variety of strategies to increase participation, including organizing more classes at the clinic and offering a wide variety of fun and innovative options. But they determined that for many of the women, the barriers to engaging in physical activity were just too great. So approximately 6 months into their intervention, they changed course and introduced a physical activity outreach program to bring exercise to the women in their homes. For any willing participant, the fitness coordinator would arrange to meet in their homes weekly, or sometimes even more often than that, to provide individual face-to-face physical activity instruction. The instruction was often around yoga and simple movements or stretching poses, and was geared towards equipping the women with basic knowledge and skills that could be easily integrated into their lives. This slide is a little small and difficult to read, but it's pulled from the case study of this project and is really just meant to illustrate how the elements of this particular project fit in with the larger context of the Together on Diabetes initiative and logic model overall. of the major takeaways from this project was the success of their home-based physical activity program. These home-based visits worked well because they gave the women a sense of self-worth. And someone being willing to come to their house, ask after them, and express genuine concern for their physical well-being and emotional well-being really helped the women to feel valued. Many of these women are accustomed to caring for families and meeting the demands of surviving in a difficult environment. Their own self-care often comes last. Many women who participated in this aspect of the program said that they appreciated the one-on-one care, preferred the safe and comfortable setting of their own homes to talk about barriers to physical activity and brainstorm solutions, and felt empowered to take more time to care for themselves. Meeting in the homes also allowed the fitness coordinator to understand more about the whole context of the individual and offer more concrete and specific suggestions for increasing daily movement. So this graph illustrates the success that they had in increasing participation and services delivered when they changed their strategy to home-based physical activity visits. This graph shows implementation of the intervention throughout the course of the program. You can see an initial uptick in services when patient enrollment into the program began in October of 2011. There's a steady increase of activities and service delivery, but a marked acceleration in activities when the home-based outreach program was implemented in May of 2013. Offering home-based physical activity consultations increased the number of services being delivered and participation in the program. So another key learning from this project is that building and using an interdisciplinary care team in the clinic is necessary to address the complex mix of clinical, physical, psychological, and emotional factors that complicate diabetes for many patients. UNHS used a care team that included clinical providers as well as case managers to provide individualized attention and linkage to community services, a fitness coordinator to facilitate physical activity opportunities and troubleshoot individual barriers to participation, and behavioral health specialists to offer support and assist patients in dealing with stress and depression. The interdisciplinary care team also helped to build bridges between medical and non-medical resources in the community. This graph depicts the services provided by UNHS for this project by goal area. And this graph, the equal distribution of activities around the goals, really illustrates the comprehensive approach employed by UNHS for this project. 208 women were recruited and retained in the program, and 49 of those women participated in the home-based physical activity program. And the fitness coordinator conducted approximately 10 to 15 physical activity outreach visits each week for a total of 351 home visits during the course of the program. Clinical data from program participants demonstrated not statistically significant improvements in A1C and blood pressure. However, patients that were high risk, so those with an A1C above 9 at the beginning of the program, did show a statistically significant improvement in their A1C levels. Another statistical finding worth mentioning that's not actually up here is that among those patients who received the home visits, the number of home visits was associated with lower A1C levels, although that finding was not statistically significant. We did think it was an interesting finding and worth mentioning. These data really support the learning that a coordinated, comprehensive approach to diabetes care can be a very successful approach. These data also support the idea that tiering support may be a beneficial strategy, especially for those at highest risk. So offering a high level of support for the most vulnerable high-risk patients for a period of time may help them get to a place where more typical self-management strategies can work better for them. At the conclusion of the project, UNHS identified several ways in which to continue the gains and innovations they achieved during the project. As women went through the course of the project, what they learned was reinforced during their clinical office visits. And UNHS is continuing to prompt women about their physical activity during their clinical visits. They also plan to continue their comprehensive coordinated care approach with their diabetic patients. And also during the course of the program, the physical activity skills were taught in a way to encourage women to continue long-term practice. This project really highlighted the importance of addressing the multiple challenges that influence successful self-management of diabetes. Challenging life circumstances require innovative, targeted, and flexible approaches that go beyond the clinical needs of the patient. UNHS found that bringing physical activity to the women in their homes was beneficial in breaking down barriers, building trust, and empowering the women to take better care of themselves and find avenues to participate in physical activity. They found that using a coordinated, comprehensive care approach and going to the women was helpful in meeting the needs of the most vulnerable people that they sought to serve. The project lead for this, as I mentioned, was Nancy Mason at United Neighborhood Health Services, and I'm sure she'd be happy to talk to anyone about the program. Thank you.